Welcome back to the final segment of Public Perspectives on AM 1340 KXEO, here this morning with Ms. Teresa Snow. Been sharing stories of her days at KRCG and KMIZ. Tell us a little bit more about, what your opinion is facing rural hospitals, some of the challenges facing the rural hospitals today, in your opinion.
Ooh, that is a big topic. I am unique in that I'm the TV person that kind of joined the healthcare world. So I'm learning a lot about the business of healthcare, the challenges of healthcare, and rural health is a big challenge. You know, I mentioned getting the word out nationally and trying to recruit specialists to Mid-Missouri. I mean, there is a challenge to get people to come here, make this their home, to say, it's really a great place. I never thought I would spend my whole career in Columbia, Missouri, but it's a great place to live. It's a great place to raise a family. So I think recruiting specialists is a big challenge for healthcare and rural healthcare in general. So that's top of mind. You know, the workforce, hiring people in the workforce. We've talked before with community groups about challenges of getting enough healthcare workers. We cannot recruit enough nurses. We cannot recruit enough healthcare professionals. MU Healthcare is spending resources and time training people for jobs, whether that's we have an apprenticeship program to train everyone from like HVAC workers to like train your own because it's hard to hire them, to take people at one level of job and train them to be certified medical assistants, to work with high schools, to get people into programs to train them. So we're working on this train your own because the challenge for healthcare and rural healthcare is hiring enough people, recruiting enough people. People often say, what can I do? How can I help? I said, tell your kids to go into healthcare careers. I mean, really, I have four children, and they're getting out of high school and starting, you know, their careers as young adults. And the best thing they can do is to go into some kind of healthcare career because they're going to find a job, like they're in such need.
What's your favorite thing about your job here at MU Healthcare, or favorite things?
I think much like when I was in TV news, I learned something new every day. I didn't realize. You know, I've said before that doing the news is sort of like riding a bicycle. I knew it. I had done it for 26 years. I knew what I was doing. I knew the processes. I knew the platforms. I could do every job from running the camera to editing to anchoring to producing. I had been around it my whole life. And so coming to healthcare, everything's new and different, and you're learning about the workforce and what an ICU nurse does and what business processes are and how revenue cycle works. And so it's, again, I'm a lifelong learner, and I think that's been kind of exciting to learn about all the different parts of the organization. It's anxiety producing because I went from a small organization to a really big one, but I think we have the mindset of learning and realizing our value, you know, for each person. What do I bring to the table? What's certainly different than what a doctor brings to the table for MU Healthcare, but I'm learning.
Absolutely. Take us through a typical day, if you will, for Teresa Snow. Is there a moment of quiet at all, or is it as soon as you hit the ground, your feet are running?
Oh, boy. Meetings. So I meet with our team. You know, it's somewhat like a newsroom meeting. We'll talk about the stories we're working on, what we're collaborating with. I have a team that works on those great stories. I also report to the leadership at MU Healthcare. So I might be meeting with the CEO and talking with him or my boss, the chief planning officer. We have a lot of meetings. The Outlook calendar runs our life. I don't always get a lunch. I love being on campus. So if the weather's nice, I like getting outside, maybe walking to the bookstore or taking a walk around. I like the excitement of seeing the students or maybe stepping over to a residence hall restaurant and having lunch there. So it is pretty busy, but that's okay. You know, it's a new experience.
Absolutely. Well, we want to thank you for your time today. You're very gracious to give us some of your time and talk to us. I hope that you'll join us again in the future.
I hope I will, too. And I tell you what, I have to thank my family for supporting me in all these business busy times because I'm really lucky to be here and lucky to live on the farm and have my husband supporting me, too. So.
Well, thank you so much. It's always good to see a familiar face that I grew up watching you on the news, and very happy to interview you here today.
Good to meet you.
Thanks for meeting with us. It's been another edition of Public Perspectives on AM 1340 KXEO.